You can bring up anything that you want. Style in at our toll-free number, brought to you by SACL's CAI. That number, 855-453-1, 855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
So join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. That's where you're going to find all kinds of features. They are free, unlike those other talk show hosts. They'll want to charge you for their sites. We give it away over at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. So not only can you call in Free Talk Live and bring up anything you want, it's an open phones, panel discussion show, you can also bring up what you want on the website. And what I mean by that is when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see numbered stories on the front of the page, kind of running down the page. And those numbers are votes. And each user of the website can vote on different stories. You can submit your own. And when I say story, I mean it could be news, it could be a blog post, it could be a video, it could be whatever it is you think is pretty useful or interesting or neat or fun online that you want to share with our other listeners. So it's like a social bookmarking website, a community just for listeners of Free Talk Live.
And it's really easy to use, too.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really pleased with the website. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. It's free. freetalklive.com. On the eve of the Occupy Wall Street big-time occupation thing that they're doing tomorrow, we talked in great detail last night about it. We're going to go in a different direction this evening. I don't know if there's been any huge Occupy news in the last day. People are planning right now what's going to happen tomorrow in New York City. On Wall Street, they're planning on shutting down the entirety of Wall Street. And I know that a demo from copblock.org, as well as his girlfriend Kate and Derek from Tuesday nights on Free Talk Live, all went down last night. They just kind of on a whim decided, let's go to New York City. So they headed down there. Michelle Seven is down in the city as well. And so a number of people like directly connected to Free Talk Live are going to be in the area. So I expect that we will be hearing. I did talk to Ademo, and I asked for them to, if they're not arrested tomorrow, for them to check in with us, or one of them to check in with us. So hopefully we'll be hearing some news from on the scene as that develops. In other news, there was some stuff last night that we didn't get a chance to talk about, that I thought was pretty important, and one of them is something that involves this radio program. Now, we got an email. Mark, I think you got the email first. From one of the advertisers on this program a couple days back. It was after our Saturday show. Now, of course, Friday was Veterans Day, and on Veterans Day, we had a discussion about Veterans Day and Armistice Day and, you know, what really happened. And it was, as usual on Free Talk Live, it was an anti-war, pro-peace discussion that we tend to have every Veterans Day.
And specifically, we talked about World War One and the stories of men all over the war from several countries on either side of the operation there in World War One, the Axis, the Allies and the Central Power, and you know what their stories were, and just sort of the pointless deaths that occurred between the hours of 5 a.m. and 11 a.m. on November the 11th, that later became Armistice Day.
Right. And then, you know, that conversation was kind of interspersed throughout the evening. But the next day, the live Saturday show that we do, it came up again. It wasn't my intention to bring it up, but somebody else called in, one of our listeners called in to mention that he thought that a veteran should apologize for killing innocent people. And that kind of sparked a lengthy discussion, which pretty much lasted the remainder of the program about veterans and the military and peace and war and all those things and World War II and etc. And the difference, of course, between our Friday and Saturday show is about 2x. You know, we've probably got at least twice as many radio affiliates on Saturday night as we do on Friday night. And that's because we've had the Saturday show for a long time, and we've been doing the weekday show for a long time. But in the radio business, it's easier to market a one-day-a-week show to a station looking to fill a slot on a Saturday than it is to displace a show that's been running for a week, every week, for a long time on a station. So that's why our Saturday show is our most popular program. And so as a result of that, more ears hear the show, and at least one pair of ears was particularly offended by what we were saying, so offended that he or she, presumably he, decided to write to our advertisers. and decided to write to the local radio station on which he heard this program, and essentially complained. He said, "Hey, you know, you shouldn't be airing this. These people don't support our veterans."
It wasn't just a complaint. There were, untruths, throughout the short email that was wrought with spelling errors.
Of course.
You know, I mean, it's always that way. And, in this case, I don't think the. You know, when it came to the radio stations that decided to react on this, they claim that they're claiming that this didn't have anything to do with Free Talk Live being taken off the air. And the advertiser himself just asked for some clarification. And he's not exactly sure he liked the clarification, so he wanted some more clarification. And I think we're still at that stage now.
So, should we read the email from this gentleman just to give people a taste for how this worked? And I guess he says, I was listening to, this is the one that he sent
to. I also like to point out that this was sent to actually more than one advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
It was
the same one, right?
Cut and paste.
Yeah.
Even to the radio station, I think it was very similar.
I think he wrote a longer one to the radio station.
Slightly. It was a cut and paste. And he probably sent it to even more advertisers than we know of at this point.
I suspect this guy was offended at a certain point in our show, grabbed a pen and pencil, and started writing down who was advertising on the program, and then, like you said, cut and paste the email.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? I mean, if you disagree with the way somebody,
Yeah, I mean, he's doing what he thinks is right to shut down a message that he thinks shouldn't be aired, and it's a shame, but that's the way some people are. So he writes to one of our advertisers. I was listening to one of the shows you sponsor on WTJS 1390 in Jackson, Tennessee last night, and they aired a show called Free Talk Live, where the host proceeded to call all veterans.
Yeah. You know,
he said host singular.
As if there's one person here, and anybody who's listened for any length of time can't tell there's two people.
So he listened long enough to figure out what the name of the show was, but couldn't figure out there were two.
Well, that shows our branding's working.
Call all veterans cowards who did not think their orders were a violation of the Constitution.
Now, that's an inaccurate statement. How could somebody be a coward if they don't agree, that they don't think that their orders are a violation? I mean, we were saying that people that, the people that were cowardly were believing that, in fact, their orders were unconstitutional and still going and doing them, not standing up for the document that they took an oath to.
Yeah, exactly. And we made that clear over and over again. Every time we came back from break, it's a radio show, so you have to recap what you were talking about in case somebody just tuned in, they turned on the car, and just now started listening. So every time we came back from break, I was recapping what it was we were talking about, but that doesn't matter. Not everybody is able to listen, and I understand that. You know, I get that. You're busy. You're getting in and out of the car. You're doing stuff. You can't always listen with 100% of attention on whatever it is that you're listening to. So he goes on, and he says, I think this is outrage.
Well, I think that what's the most important part of this is that we recap that over and over and over again, mm-hmm. and that he mischaracterized that statement.
But it doesn't, Mark, it really ultimately doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because even if he'd gotten it right, he still would have been incensed. He still would have been upset because weren't taking the support the troops mantra.
I don't know that's necessarily true, and that may or may not be true, but how can someone take a position that a man or woman swears an oath to a document, says that they will protect the Constitution, they will protect the nation against enemies foreign and domestic, and then doesn't do it?
We know the opposite. You should know what the answer is because we addressed it that night with one of the callers. The answer is they also swore an oath to obey a man.
Well,
and that there was the guy that called in that we first talked to who said, well, yeah, I swore an oath and that's important to me. And then he went on to say that he swore an oath to obey whatever the man calling himself president says. And he made it very clear that he considered that oath the higher oath.
Even though the Constitution comes first in the oath.
That's what you would think.
Yeah.
And the Constitution creates the position of president.
855-450-FREE. Logic need not apply, Mark.
Logic doesn't apply.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scout rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. But once again, that's freetalklive.com, features including news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there and follow us via email, Facebook, Twitter, whatever way works best for you. Head on over to news.freetalklive.com.
Now, Nimmy, the holiday seasons are approaching, and Free Talk Live, well, and Free Talk Live and Crossbreed Holsters listeners have gotten you a little gift.
It's like Christmas in the studio today.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
So it's a Crossbreed Super Tuck Deluxe, and you are one of these. Is that what we say, that you're a concealed carry person? I mean, I don't know.
Well, as long as you're not calling me a gun-toting mama, I guess I can live with whatever you decide on.
You don't like gun-toting mama?
She's not a mama.
I'm not a mama.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Well, gun-toting maiden. We've had a chance to see it modeled and all that stuff.
Mark modeled it for me before the show. It was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, you don't have your belt on you right now, so it won't really fit. But this is supposed to be the what will they call it, the ugliest holster you'll ever love.
You know what? I already love this.
Yeah.
I already love this, and I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but already I love it.
It's inside the waistband holster. It looks like it's you can see it if you go to cam.freetalklive.com. It is sort of plastically fit to the weapon of choice here, and so you gave them the type that you carry, what is that, a Kazool 457?
That's right.
So they just have a bunch of guns there that they can just custom mold these things to?
I'd say the answer to that is yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know how their operation works, but this looks exactly like the web. I mean, it's got the imprints and everything of the
caliber. Yeah, it looks just like it.
She doesn't actually have a Kazool 457. That would be a monster.
Well, not that you know of.
Anyhow, that's what this is made for. And it's really, really great. So if you are a person who has a handgun and want to do the concealed carry thing, or does the concealed carry thing, this is for you. And it's like $60. I mean, there's no way you should have this. And
absolutely.
It fits inside the waistband, so it's concealed, and you just wear something, some kind of jacket or shirt over it, and you're right there.
That's right.
Crossbreedholsters.com.
That's right, crossbreedholsters.com.
855-450-FREE. We're talking about a situation that's developed with this radio program just over the last few days. They had there was a gentleman who, I guess, I don't know if gentleman's the right word. There's a guy who contacted the local radio station. Actually, I guess I'm presuming it's a guy. We don't actually know who it is. But it's somebody who's very upset at our radio station, our affiliates in, or former affiliates, because they pulled the show in Jackson, Tennessee, and also a few advertisers were contacted, at least a couple that we know of, perhaps more, and all over the fact that we are pro-peace, all over the fact that we are talking on the air about ending war, talking about peace, holding these people calling themselves veterans accountable for their
right.
for their
I think
actions.
That's what it comes down to. It's not the position of we shouldn't fight wars, period, that gets people upset. It's the position that if somebody signs up for the U.S. military and that person swears an oath to the Constitution and has a moral obligation, that somehow that person is responsible for their actions, every one of them.
But that's what they don't want to hear.
Right, they don't want to hear that. What they want to hear is that government employees. What government employees want to hear is that government employees are absolved of anything that they do while working for the government. Mm-hmm. And specifically, military personnel want to hear that military personnel are not responsible for their actions in the time working for the government. And that is that's not a moral statement. Now, it may be an actual statement, but it is not a moral one. And as far as I'm concerned, every human should be responsible for all of their actions all of the time. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would agree. I would agree. And I didn't hear Saturday's show. I did hear Friday's show. And I was really glad that Eddie Free was here and was talking about the suicide rate in the military, because that's something that bothers me personally
very
much.
The fact that it's higher than the amount of combat kills?
Deaths, yeah.
Absolutely, and it's just going up, and that's at home and abroad as well. And to me, I take that very personally, because why are... And he asked the same question, too, and it's the rhetorical, why is this happening? And the folks that I know who have come back home and subsequently committed suicide, it's because they could not handle what they had to do in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know enough about everyone's specific situation to assume that they didn't know that what they were getting into. But I do know that the people, in my experience, did not get into it to kill kids.
No.
Or innocent families, and I'm really trying not to go instant hyperbole here.
Right.
But it happens,
right? Like if the deaths in the war on terror have been 90% civilian, and those are the State Department's numbers as leaked through WikiLeaks. I mean, that's just that's what their numbers are. They've got government letterhead that's saying these kind of things, and I'm not trying to deny that. If that's the case, then, somebody's killing the kids out there. Now, I don't think it's soldiers that are lining up 7-year-olds and shooting them against a wall. I don't believe that happens very often at all. What I think it's likely that happens is it comes from the cruise missiles and the Predator drones and the bombs, the smart bombs that are dropped. It's the deaths occur from the people that never see their own carnage.
Well, there's that. And there are stories about these guys going into homes, raiding them, and just killing absolutely everyone
inside. It happens. I just don't think it happens as often. I don't think that the mass scale of bodies...
I realize that it's comfortable for you to think that, so that's,
I believe that the mass scale of bodies comes from these other
situations. Look at Vietnam and the horrors that some of the U.S. military committed, the atrocities against the innocent people in many of the villages over there, and things haven't changed. I'm not going to say how widespread it is, because I haven't been there. I don't know. I'm not going to I don't feel comfortable speculating either way on that issue.
There you go.
Well, it seems difficult for me to imagine somebody doing that, so I'm going to speculate.
War can create monsters. It encourages monsters and can create them.
I will agree with you that war will, that in the situation of war, that it is better for a human's mind to enjoy the process for its own mind, for the mind itself to retain its integrity at the end of the process, that it is better for that mind to enjoy what it's doing, and therefore...
You need to go insane?
Well,
enjoy killing would be that'd be madness.
Well, right? So is the depression that comes otherwise.
So we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls. Also going to finish up the email here, because this listener to the radio stations, which have now dropped us in the Jackson, Tennessee area, they claim they'd already decided to drop Free Talk Live. And this was just a coincidence.
It's, by the way, the WikiLeaks Iraq War Logs. You can go ahead and look it up. Classified documents released by WikiLeaks. And it has some numbers that are darn close to 90% of civilian deaths. And frankly, I don't think the United States government has done a very good accounting of the actual number of deaths.
So we're going to come back with more 855-453. Your thoughts welcome. We'll finish up the email from this guy that complained. It's kind of started all this. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-453.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site there totally free. Features including listening options. You can head over to listen.freetalklive.com, and that is where you'll find live streams, broadband and dial-up versions of the show. Around the clock, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you. And not only that, we've got over 105 great radio stations that take the show throughout the week at various different times. We're down by 104 now. We're down by four because we lost the Jackson, Tennessee cluster due to this controversy over the Veterans Day comments over the weekend. We'll get back into that discussion in a moment. But we've got over 100 great stations, and 90%+ of them have stayed on throughout all the outrageous things that we've said on the air. So thanks to all of them.
They're only outrageous because people aren't used to hearing them.
Right.
In the empire of lies, telling the truth is a
revolutionary act.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
So radio stations are all listed there for you, including our brand new stations that are carrying the Sunday show. The satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we have two channels that air us, and our free-to-air satellite channel, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. And it's that time of year. Thanksgiving is coming up, and that means the holiday shopping season is pretty much already underway, but of course we know that Black Friday is really the ultimate kickoff day, the Friday after Thanksgiving, when people cram into the stores and they get angry and they spend all kinds of money. And of course, we always have alternative options for you on Free Talk Live, different ways for you to get your holiday shopping done that don't involve having to deal with the crowds and the rush and all the anger surrounding Black Friday and the rest of the holiday shopping world. One of those solutions for you is the Free Talk Live Stocking Stuffer giveaway program that Mark is running, and he's doing it on our Facebook page. Now, if you don't like Facebook, Sorry. 500 million people around the world are using Facebook on a monthly basis.
Well,
so.
I mean, the advantage...
We're doing it there.
So there's an advantage here, right? And any good advertising promotion on the radio has... It's like a three-legged stool. There's an advantage to the product advertiser, the manufacturer, and we're talking about each one of these, the things that we're giving away on the air, whether mm-hmm. they're, you know, the Vapersmiths is giving away some of their vaporizers.
Awesome.
Liberty Stickers is giving 5 packs. Ruger is giving away BX25 magazines.
Wow.
Guns and Weed are giving away their movie.
Right, we're gonna get them to do some DVDs.
Yep, I already gave one away. I know you're not tuned into this stocking stuffer thing.
That's funny because I'm on Facebook all damn day. I must have missed it.
Tota sacks are being given away, and you know, just so there's them. There's us. Free Talk Live. What does Free Talk Live get? We get more likes on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
That matters.
It does.
And the listener, what do they get? Well, they get free stuff. They get their stocking stuff.
Some cool stuff.
Who doesn't like a good stocking stuffing?
Yeah. Exactly. So all you need to do to get in on this is go to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's a quick little shortcut that takes you right to our Facebook page. You click the like button up at the top if you haven't yet. If you've already done it, then you're good to go. Then just pay attention on your Facebook feed or, you know, make a habit of visiting the Free Talk Live Facebook feed on a more regular basis just to see if there's a... Because, you know, it's going to pop up in your feed, but if you want to know for sure, make a point of going directly to
it. I'm getting huge responses on these things. People are, you know, falling all over themselves to win these.
And they're great prizes.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, the contest have been very interesting. Sometimes it's guess a letter, guess a number. One of them that we recently did from Daryl had this idea was, you know, get as close as possible to a particular time. And so, you know, whoever got that, you know, at that time.
When they post their response.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't think I like that because I really like the huge amount of, you know, give me.
Makes you feel important.
It does. It really does. You know, everybody guessing a number.
Pump up Mark's ego contest.
So it's a four-legged stool.
So, yeah, go to facebook.freetalklive.com, click the like button, and you are good to go. And then you'll get the instructions for whatever the contest is, because you're going to change it up. The times are going to change. The contest might change up a little bit.
One of the things that I have
and
to say...
And this is going to go on for a few weeks.
It is, until I go off to vacation, because you don't, obviously, you're not going to lift one finger to help our listeners.
Except for when I'm doing the show and you're not here.
Yeah, okay.
And doing all the archive work and all the stuff you don't like to do.
Yeah, another vacation?
It's tough being Mark. It's a tough, tough life.
Well,
what did you want to say?
Vinny owned us. I have no idea. I don't even
He's
remember.
Blushing.
I know. I got you good, Mark.
Yeah, you really did. Like, I'm absolutely speechless.
His last vacation was like only 5 days. This one's going to be like, what, a month or something? 2-3 weeks?
It's not going to be nearly that long.
All right, let's go to Ray. He's listening in Washington. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark.
Hey, guys. Ray
hey,
here.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You're probably going to lose another radio station.
Which one?
After broadcasting in Aberdeen, Washington. It had complaint callers this morning.
Really?
Now, just so you know, every once in a while I'm a guest on that radio station and I debate a guy. But I called in and defended you guys.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, but one thing I want to say to you personally, Ian... I haven't called this radio station at least 2 weeks, and you had me hold through a whole section. So I don't call very often. You may think I do, but it's been at least 2 weeks, okay? But I called in and tried to save you guys, and I talked to Bill this morning, who's the owner of that radio station, and said, you know, this. I think you should go back and at least listen to the archives. I told him that, you know, you guys archive out a long time, and, you know, he should really do that. And I said... The people who called in complain, and this is what radio is all about. I mean, I know you think you know everything about radio, but when you cause controversy, you get listeners. And those people who call in and complain because they listened.
That's right.
Okay? So, you know, I talked to
smart,
them, and hopefully you'll be staying on Saturday, but...
Thank you for that, Ray. I mean, smart radio programmers know this, right? The people that have been doing talk radio and controversial programming for a long time know
but
exactly what you just
radio
said.
Stations there.
Yeah.
It's a fairly good-sized operation, so you're right about that. And I tried to bring up to him the great KGO in San Francisco. Okay,
yeah.
That's
you know,
a radio station that really puts out a good quality product.
So what's the controversy here? Is what kind of leaves me stunned? I mean, is it that we're doing a bad job of communicating?
Whenever you guys get and listen, like I said, whenever you get into talking vets and saying some of the things that come out and. And to be honest, like I said, I go to that radio station and I debate the conservatives there probably once a month. I'm not doing much of it now because it's getting cold now. But whenever, I never ever say to them, thank you for your service to this country.
Me neither.
Believe me, I get pummeled with the vet stuff.
Now, this has happened before. If I'm
telling somebody, I'm not a patriot.
Now, Ray, if I'm recalling correctly, you've called before to say that people have called KBKW up there in Aberdeen and complained about Free Talk Live. This isn't the first time, right?
I talk right to the guy who owns the station.
Right, Bill Wolfenbarger. Great guy, nice guy.
Yeah, I've been talking to him. I say, you know, you really have to keep with this because you got people who are listening because they dislike it. It's like, I love listening to Alan Colmes, and if you've ever really listened to him, the more people call up to him who absolutely hate him, they'll say, Alan, I'm a real good Christian, but I'll kill you. In the same sense.
Wow.
So just so we get it clear between me and you, Ian, I won't call him but every couple of weeks.
You're taking me to task over keeping you through a segment, and you know, I understand.
This is not the first time. I've hung up a couple of times because you won't put me on, so I'm just telling you, I'm sticking up for you.
I don't think a segment is... Okay, I think you're being hypersensitive here. I don't think a segment is a long wait. It's Free Talk Live, but sometimes we have to get through the topic.
I did two segments, and then I finally hung up because you had nobody on.
We did recently have some problems with the phone software, and I wasn't seeing some callers and stuff like that. So maybe something happened.
Sometimes I'll just forget to bring my phone screening software up.
We're sorry. So if there was a glitch, we're sorry. It seems really unlikely that we would hold somebody through two segments without taking a call. So that sounds like a mistake.
Well, you can say what you want about it. I just know what has happened, so I just try to do the right thing for you guys.
Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for calling up to the radio station to defend us. I certainly appreciate it. I know that that you've done that before. So 855-450-FREE, and you're right, Mark. Sometimes there are certain things that we need to get through in order to explain a situation appropriately. In Ray's case, I totally spaced out and didn't bring the call screening software up until the second segment of the show. Just space out.
Oh, you knew that in that particular case?
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium. lithium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE is the number here. 1-855-450-3733. Again, you can take control of the airwaves, which I guess to some extent can spoil people, Mark. We just had Ray, who's, you know, from all other indicators, a great caller. He's called the show a number of times in the past, and he was upset because he feels like he's not a chronic. He feels maybe once every couple weeks he calls in. And
I didn't feel like he was a chronic.
No, I didn't think so either.
I mean, I don't think of him as a chronic. Frankly, I didn't know his name when we were talking, so therefore he can't be a chronic.
Right. You didn't recognize his voice, is what you're saying?
I do not consider him a chronic.
I recognize Ray, but I don't consider him a chronic either.
Instead of the phones.
But the fact that we do an open phone show, which, you know, advertises you can bring up anything you want, it's a relatively small national show. It's not hard to get through to Free. If you've ever listened to Free Talk Live thinking, boy, their phones are probably packed.
Right. If we're talking, chances are good the phones aren't packed.
Yeah. But sometimes the phone screening software, I'll forget to pull it up until the second segment of the show.
And that's what happened with
and
Ray.
And that's what happened tonight. Don't jump to the conclusion that, we hate you.
Well, why don't you say you're like sorry? Because you haven't said it. I've said it a couple of times.
If I hadn't, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
And that probably makes them feel better.
But on the other hand, sometimes we purposefully don't take a call simply because we're in the midst of the core of a certain issue that we're discussing that, you know, there's certain items on that issue that need to get brought out, and then it would be a good time to take calls on that or on something different.
Right.
So, like, if you're in the middle of, there's a certain level of radio programming going on here. So, like, in the very early days of Free Talk Live, we would have just stopped anything that we were saying to take a phone call. But today, if you're in the middle of a sentence or you're in the middle of an idea and you want to make sure that idea is communicated effectively, it doesn't make sense to interrupt that idea with somebody else talking about something different. Now, he wasn't talking about something different. He was on topic. And as I said, I didn't even pull up the phone screening software. But in some instances, we'll be in the middle of a discussion about something. Somebody be on hold, want to talk about Cheese Whiz or something like that. And we're going to just finish up the discussion simply because it just makes more idea sense. If I'm communicating effectively at all there.
You are. You're doing just fine. Okay. And I can add my voice to this as well. And there have been a few times, I know when Mark was subbing for Ian, when Ian was out, that it just didn't work. We were like, well, we're sitting here talking in the second hour, and we apparently had six people sitting in the queue, and the software wasn't telling us. So it does happen, and it was...
That was on one of the first days, and then, after that, I've made mistakes.
You rocked
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So there you go. So, Ray, like your calls. Nothing personal, buddy. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, and I did thank Ray, and I'll do it again. Thanks to anybody who ever calls. You know, without whether or not you tell us, you call your local radio station. If there's an attack going on the local morning show about, as was happening out in Washington, if people, you know, the anti-freedom forces are rallying against Free Talk Live, we appreciate anything that you do to stick up for us.
You know, it's a tough position to take. This was, you know, like we said, the voice of truth in a nation of lies is a revolutionary act. And, you know, that's where we're at right now. If people, and this is what we were trying to communicate all Saturday, and if somebody doesn't think that a veteran's responsible for their actions while they were a veteran, and we hate veterans as a result, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. That isn't the world I live in. I don't even understand that.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. We'll also get more into the controversy that is threatening to lose us an advertiser and has already lost us a handful of radio stations as a result of our veterans conversation from over the weekend. Let's talk first, though, to Jeff, listening in Augusta to Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to talk about the Occupy arrest in Columbia, South Carolina.
What happened?
It's just a small group that's up there, but 20 people were arrested today at the Capitol grounds outside of the state capitol in Columbia. And they had a press conference with the governor, and a reporter asked what would they be charged with. And they said they would be charged with disorderly conduct if they resist arrest. If they don't resist arrest, they'll be charged with trespassing. And another reporter asked, how would they be trespassing? Isn't that unconstitutional? And then the governor stepped in and said that there's no, you can't have any operations or gatherings outside of the Capitol building after a certain hour without a permit. And she said, quote, it's about rules. It's about the rules. So I just
right. It's not about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the right to assemble. Right. It's about we tell you what to do.
You know, the rules were supposed to be the Constitution. The American people weren't going to ratify the Constitution without some kind of guarantees for rights. That's the story we're told about the Bill of Rights. So the 18th century version of thieves and liars that they had in Washington, I think at the time it was actually New York City, came up with the Bill of Rights. And so the Bill of Rights are a set of rules that the government is supposed to follow. And one of those rights is the right to peaceably assemble. And the idea is that people are supposed to be able to air their grievances and get together and protest.
And it helps if you're going to air a grievance to have more than one person.
Right. And what has happened over time is, you know, well, the government says, well, obviously there's mitigation. This you can't carry a gun into the White House, and you might shoot the president, and then it just trickles on down from there. These rights need to be mitigated until, well, sure, you have the right to freedom of speech. There's a national forest over there. You can go 20 miles in and talk to your heart's content.
Right.
You're
until
free to protest there.
It goes until it gets to the point where basically it's you have the right to beg. That's pretty much all.
The governor, she said, she cited that they found a roll of toilet paper in a bush and a few mattresses on the grounds, and she said, you know, they have the third graders come in for tours, and they just couldn't let the third graders see this.
Right. You couldn't possibly allow young people to see that things are not as they seem, that
sure.
that not everyone is happy, that not everything is all smiles and sunshine when it comes to the world of the state government.
The political process is messy and ugly, and people are unhappy with it.
Or the Constitution being exercised lawfully. So that I did pick up a news squib on this. Governor Nikki Haley ordered them to leave the state house grounds Wednesday. Officers started arresting them soon after that. Governor said people who had been sleeping at the complex for more than a month had cost the state more than $17,000 in property damage and overtime for police. About 20 people challenged the governor's order, and they were arrested in the pouring rain without incident. The governor had gotten tired of seeing mattresses, sleeping bags, storage bins, and toilet paper on the ground.
So that's
what
it is.
She's
just tired of it.
Yeah.
It's her personal little fiefdom, and she is going to use her soldiers to, I mean the police, to enforce whatever her personal viewpoint is. And that's all. I've tolerated this long enough. I've had it. That's all this is.
She's been good to us up to this point. Letting us sleep on her lawn and all.
So, Jeff, were you out there at all, or did you just hear, you know, the news?
I live in North Augusta, and I make a long commuting stay to Columbia. I didn't happen to see this particular one, but I have seen the occupiers, and, you know, as reported by some people, the occupy people in Columbia, there are some liberty-minded people. There's a few collectivists in there, but overall, very peaceful people.
I think so. That's what I've seen, at least here, but clearly that's not the case at every Occupy movement. But I think the majority of them are, the supermajority of these people are peaceful. Whether or not what they're advocating is peaceful is another question, but their actions in most cases are peaceful, and I don't have objections to a lot of what I've seen. Jeff, thanks for the call and the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. Now, at the beginning of the program, we began sharing with you an email that was sent to at least a couple that we know of our advertisers, maybe more than that, by an angry listener of one of our radio stations, actually several stations in the Jackson, Tennessee area. And he goes on here. Let me share this email. He said that he listened to Free Talk Live where the host proceeded to call all veterans cowards who did not think their orders were a violation of the Constitution. I think this is an outrage, he writes, or she, not sure, and I hope this is not a position you support, writing to our advertiser. I can understand debating the military action in almost any situation, but this was far beyond that. The host was asking soldiers to disobey orders if they could. And that's the end of the email.
Well, no, I was asking them to disobey orders if they consider those orders to be unconstitutional or immoral. And the suggestion that a soldier not disobey an order that is unconstitutional or immoral, that is, to me,
that's the outrageous
statement. Unconscionable thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves because we've lost stations over this, but we're not going to moderate our opinion or be more pro-war or something like that. We're true to ourselves on this program. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.